19 degrees in downtown Fort Collins. It is 8:05 right now. Look at me being on time, showing off for our guest. Emily is here, and it's time for the Pirate Pet Pal of the Week. And this week, it is with Animal Friends Alliance. So the first thing, of course, we have to do, because it's a doggie, we have to sing along. And Emily's going to be a good sport and sing along with me, or at least bark. Anyway, we don't have to sing. We just bark. Okay?
That sounds great.
All right. Cue Patty Page. And you out there can bark along too, okay?
How much is that doggy in the window?
Arf! Arf!
The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window?
Arf! Arf! Oh, a woof woof. Nice.
I like to switch it up.
Yeah, that's terrific. I love that. Emily's a good sport, and she is from Animal Friends Alliance. And we're going to talk about our pirate pet pal first, and then we'll talk about Animal Friends Alliance. So welcome aboard, Emily Zaynard. She is the Community Engagement Administrator. Wow, big title.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me on this chilly morning.
I know. It's wonderful for you to be here. I'm glad you were able to slide on in and come aboard the ship here. So first of all, let's talk about Emmett, and then we'll talk about all the great things you guys have going on for the folks in Fort Collins and the area. And for the local pets as well. So Emmett is still looking for his people. He spent 8 months searching for a heart of gold adopter to choose him. So far, no luck. He's so cute.
He is. He's such a typical, you know, goofy big boy. He's cuddly and snuggly.
I know, you can see that by those pictures.
He's got such a boopable nose.
Yes, for sure, and a big smile, mm-hmm. and I like his sense of humor. He's got his little hat on and his scarf and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you could look on Animal Friends Alliance Facebook page, or you could look on the pirate page, because I have shared that as well. So Emmett is he's like a boxer mix.
He is. We have him as an American bulldog, but it's always a bit of a mixed bag with.
He looks taller than
rescues.
Your typical bulldog.
Yeah, he is. He's a big guy, but he's real sweet. So.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can't find Emmett a home. And do they keep the same names? Or do a lot of times people change a name?
So that's a great question. People go either way, really. So when people adopt animals, there's the school of thought that the animal knows its name, but it's kind of like a nickname. We'll never really know their real names because
right.
we don't speak dog.
Right.
You know, giving them a name that they respond to, they respond to the tone and the love behind that.
Sure.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So could you say it like this?
That's right.
See, you have to talk in the doggy voice and the kitty voice.
That's right.
All right, so let's get a little more serious. I mean, the cats and dogs are amazing, and, you know, our furry friends are awesome. Mm-hmm. So people can look up Emmett on Facebook and see if they want to be his forever home. But tell us a little bit about Animal Friends Alliance and what you guys have going on.
So Animal Friends Alliance, we actually discussed this a little bit earlier, and I'll let your listeners know. We are celebrating our first entire year this January of the merge between Animal House Grooming and Rescue and the Fort Collins Cat Rescue Spay and Neuter Clinic. So we have merged and just completed our first year together.
That's wonderful. What a great combo.
Together is better, right?
Yes.
We're able to serve so many more critters, and it's been just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we have a couple of things going on. We have February Fix Fest coming up, as you may have guessed, in February the 1st. And that's basically what we like to call a celebration of sterilization.
Ah.
And that means that we are looking for folks to help us out with spay and neuter and medical supplies to help control that pet overpopulation.
Sure,
here.
Sure, because that's how you end up with rescue animals.
Exactly.
Is that they, you know, they do what nature does.
That's right, and it's coming up on kitten season, so
right.
we're trying to get a jump on that.
Sure. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So how could people help you out with that?
If they want to, they can visit februaryfixfest.givesmart.com, and you can just kind of see what we're all about with this event and, you know, make a difference for a dog or a cat who's looking to get prepared to go into their home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And then what else do you have going on?
There's a couple things that I wanted to be sure to bring up today. This is such a great place to talk about our Working Cats program. So what your listeners might not know is we do a lot of trap, neuter, and release, which is called TNR. And when we come upon a group of cats, we call them a colony of cats, some of those cats need to be trap, neutered, and released. It's pretty self-explanatory,
right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But also when we come up with, we do a lot of help in the community. So if people have too many cats in their home or something like that, we'll come in and we'll offer them help on the ground in finding safe spaces for those cats to live the rest of their lives. And one of those things is working cats. It's what we call when we take cats from situations where there's like high population. We put them in safe places like barns and workshops and, you know, brewery warehouses, wink, wink.
Right.
So we're always looking for kits, for kitties and cats to find homes like that. It's not just your domestic cats. We're here for community cats as well.
So you're looking to place mousers.
That's right. Hence the working cats.
Right. Yeah. No,
it's a
we
tough
love
job.
That because, you know, cats are great about that. They always bring you a little piece of love.
True.
And it works out great. So so you're looking for people that have those places.
Exactly.
That maybe are looking for somebody to take care of a few rodents.
Yeah, just a fleet of minions, if you will,
right.
To take care of your rodent problem.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they will too, because once a rodent knows that there's cats about,
they're gone.
They're gone.
They are.
But so what else do we have going on?
The last thing that I would love to talk to your listeners about is dog and puppy fostering. And
okay.
You and I are actually just talking about how you might be wavering about, oh, should I get a dog? I want a dog. I don't know. Fostering is a great way to give that a little bit of a test.
Right.
And there are as many types of fosterings as there are dogs. So we're looking for folks to do maybe a 2 to 3, just a puppy fostering, 2 to 3 week puppy fostering, or something a little bit more long term with a dog who's having a hard time finding their home that
has okay.
maybe some behavior issues. That's a really great match for dog people themselves.
Right. So do you have to have any kind of special training? Do you go through a, you know, like an application process, that sort of thing?
Well, we do have, so we consider those to be foster volunteers. So you
okay.
go through volunteer training for that. But you also work really closely with our foster staff. So we do have foster staff. And they assign you a foster mentor. So you basically have a person that will guide you through the project, through the process, excuse me, and be there to support you throughout the whole thing.
Oh, well, that sounds easy.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are you might fall in love with somebody and they end up staying.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's hard when somebody goes, oh, so-and-so got adopted. You don't have to take care of him anymore. Oh.
Well, that's where you get a new foster.
That's true.
And then
that's true. There's probably always somebody that could use a little love.
Exactly.
So what else can we help you with? I know, you know, is it food? You know, how are things working with COVID? Are you, can people
question.
Still come in and visit? Do you have to make an appointment? Fill us in on that.
Exactly. So you're very right. Right now, our adoptions are by appointment only. So when you see an animal that we have on our website, it's best to fill out the app or the questionnaire.
Okay.
So we'll get in touch with you and set up a meet and greet appointment. And we try to keep things as low. We try to keep things as low contact as possible.
Sure.
What with COVID.
Yeah.
One other thing that we've been really focusing on with the COVID is our Kibble Supply Pet Pantry.
Oh, okay.
And that is a program we have that offers supplemental feeding to people who maybe are going through some crisis or some hard times. And that'll put them in a position where they never have to make a decision between buying food for their dog or other household expenses.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That could be a tough one this year in particular.
It is. It's rough. We have seen that.
That's
that
amazing.
Go up.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Well, we could probably talk about, you know, puppies and kittens and animals all day. But you gave us a great overview. I'm going to put the information up on our Facebook page. That way people can just kind of click through to your website and your Facebook page as well. And we hope someone picks up Emmett.
Agreed. Thank you so much. We are so grateful to get this great exposure.
Absolutely. Anytime you guys have anything going on, just feel free to come back over again. And give us one last, you know, phone number, website. Where can people get a hold of you?
Sure. Go ahead and visit us at savinganimalstoday.org. And then you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We have some pretty active social media channels, and that's a great place to get your eyes on some cute dogs and cats.
Oh, yeah, I know. Every time I look, I go, oh, gosh, I think I may look into fostering.
Fostering.
Emily Zaynard from Animal Friends. Did I say your last name right?
You did, which was bizarre because no one does.
Well, Zaynard? Zaynard. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, she's from Animal Friends Alliance. What a great organization. Get your puppies and kittens. Do a rescue. All the information will be up on Facebook. And give us your best arg.
Yarg!
Oh, she practiced. Thanks, Emily. Great to have you here this morning.
Thank you.